off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You got your pilot's license.
I did. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You want to go out and fly around with me?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Yes.
Cheese curds and a spotted cow. Half a million in the crowd. I met a band of pirates. They said, welcome to summer camp for pilots. Cessna.
Rock your wings.
V-tail bonanza.
Rock your wings.
Mooney.
Rock your wings. Rock your wings.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom rounding out the crew. All right, so we got some new flight sim stuff to play with. Dennis is going to have a field day with that. But let's talk about flying real aircraft, which is what RV Tom has. He has his RV9. He's been, you got to have it in for annual right now. Is that the plan, or you're kind of halfway through doing an annual, or just upgrades, or what exactly, Tom?
Well, a combination of everything. Right now, my annual is due the end of the month. Mm-hmm. I'm getting it all ready to go. And it turns out my neighbor, who I kind of knew a little bit, Nelson, he's my hangar neighbor. Well, he's got an RV7, and he's so much more knowledge. He actually built a couple airplanes, so he's more knowledgeable about all the intricacies and the building of the airplane. So he came over and he goes, well, I'll give you a hand. You know, he's my age. So next thing you know, we're changing put new tires, new inner tubes on. It turns out my left brake line had a little hairline crack, so we bent a new tubing. And the brake pads, which I've never done on an RV before, it's not like changing them on your car. You end up, you know, taking out the rivet, changing out the pads, and then you're pressing a new rivet in and pounding it in place. Hmm. So we got new brakes, new tires all the way around.
Why did you need new tires? I mean, were they, what was it, an upgraded tire kind of thing they did? Were, or
the tires that came on it were kind of, you know, like cheapy tires, you know, just run-of-the-mill tires. But these new ones were Michelin tire. The tires alone were $200 each.
What?
Just for the tires.
Wow.
And believe it or not, the inner tubes are $219 each. The inner tubes.
Well, what does that get you? I mean, do you feel the difference, or just more dependable, like you wouldn't have a blowout or something, or what?
But it rated at a higher speed. They're rated for 120 miles an hour, and they're a 6-ply tire as opposed to a 2-ply that I used to have before. Mm-hmm. So these tires here will last me the next 4 or 5 years, or we'll see. I do, you know, 1,000 landings in the next couple of years, which I probably won't, but it's a heavy duty upgrade for the tires, the tubes.
Well, I mean, but is it longevity, or do you actually feel the difference when you're taxiing around or something too?
Not really. I did 3 high speed taxis because you got to break in the new brakes.
Yeah.
So, and they squeal like a pig right now. So, and you step on it, you don't have that much braking right now. So you got to kind of seat the new brake pads in. So,
right.
And I was going to go trying to fly, but my mechanic has got to sign me off. He's been a no-show for the last 2 days, so I haven't been signed off. So technically, I'm not legal to fly until he signs my annual off because it expired the end of the month.
Right.
So, you know, with 50 years behind me, I don't want to get any, you know, not be legal or anything like that. So I'm waiting for him to sign me off. Mm-hmm. But also, when we did the inspection on the airplane.
While we were in there, let's do this.
While we were in there, it turns out my seats are adjustable more than I knew that it could. So we pulled out these pins, and now I was able to adjust my seat back about another 2 inches back. So instead of having, you know, my hand right at my crotch area the whole time, now I'm about 3 inches. What's that?
Hello.
I just wanted to stop at 3 inches because I was afraid where you're going with this.
Now my hand's like 3 inches forward. Oh, so it's like flying an RV-10 or an RV-14 now. So I got a lot more room.
Yeah. Do you still have a back seat, or does that take away the leg room in the back seat, or not so much?
There is no leg room in the back seat.
That's right.
No, it's a 2. But
that's
right. The whole back of the, where you put your back in your seat, the whole thing moved back. So now, so instead of my knees, you know, kind of bent, now my legs are straight, going out.
Why would it have been scrunched up before? I mean,
it was short.
Yes, you think was the person you bought it from was a short person, shorter?
He was 5'2".
Yeah.
So, and you know, I'm 5'9". So, but now it's changed the whole flavor of the airplane. And it's not like, wow, what a difference. So I just, Dennis will appreciate it. Next time I, you know, I fly on over to see him, or if he comes on over, it's just, it made the airplane so much more roomy inside.
Yeah. Well, I bet. So, but I do kind of wonder, like, I mean, you still, even before you made that adjustment, you could have moved the seat up back and forth a little bit, couldn't have you? It just didn't.
No,
not at all.
Move it a little bit. It's not adjustable like your car where you just pull the handle and move it. It's yeah. bolted in place.
Oh, okay.
There was a bracket in there which I didn't know about. So he removed the bracket. So now it comes back about 2 inches, 2.5 inches farther backwards. I didn't even know it was there. So yeah. now he put it back there. It's like, wow, what a difference.
Hmm. But so, you can still move it up closer to the yoke if you want to, though, can't you?
It's not adjustable.
Well, it's not adjustable at all?
You set it on the ground. So he had to make this change in the shop, but now it's set that way for him, so it's comfortable.
Right. All right. Well, that sounds good. So you got that done. You got new tires. Anything else while you were in there kind of thing?
Well, you know, another thing too, remember last year or so, or 2 years ago, you had EarthX on there, the lithium batteries.
Right.
Yeah. The one you installed backwards.
So I went to go work this weekend. I went to crank it over and it was completely dead.
Uh-oh.
And once it goes below 8 volts, it automatically shuts down. But I'm looking at my charger. I got a regular lithium battery charger. Well, it shows a green light, but it's not. So I called EarthX up there. And so a technician got on there and he talked me through it. And it turns out my battery charger went bad, even though I got a green light. There's no voltage coming out, so I got a new charger. Went on Amazon, had one delivered the next day. Put the charger and brought it right enough to charge. But even though my warranty was out by 1 month, he said, "You know, I'll work with you. And if it turns out the battery's bad, I'll ship you out a new battery, and don't worry about the warranty. I'll take care of you." So, I thought that was really decent of him. So EarthX, kudos to EarthX. They were really nice about that.
Well,
so
turns
out it was the charger. So it's all brought up to speed and it cranks right up now.
Just why was it dead in the first place? Just from sitting too long kind of thing? Or
yeah, it sat for a few months. And even though I had the charger on or the maintainer this whole time, I thought I was keeping it up the voltage. Well, it turns out the charger was defective. So for the last 4 months or so, it wasn't being charged up, even though I had the green light on the charger.
Right.
So now the battery's up, so I got that. And it turns out I had a little nickel on my prop at the end there, which I didn't notice. It had some crud on it. So we ground down the prop there, and we sanded it all down and made it smooth. Because if you have a nick in your prop like that, it could actually cause the tip of your prop to break off on you. And you don't want that in flight. You don't want it. So that would shake the whole airplane apart. So a lot of things that I found on the airplane, which I thought I was keeping up with, but I wasn't for the last 6 months with my operation on my ankle. I just kind of let things go. But so now my airplane's it'll be up to 100% now, you know, new tires, new brakes, new brake line. I changed oil, cut the oil filter, looked for metal inside. There's no metal, did a compression test. Good. Everything is just hunky dory on her. So it's going to be basically a new airplane.
Well, where are we going? That's a big question.
I could fly over Orlando Executives and we could head down to the Keys.
Yeah. Well, with that extra space. Now I'm like, I'm much more intrigued. You know, I need the length as well. I'm tall,
you know,
like you.
Greg, you really got to come over either to Merritt Island, or I got to fly over to see you, and you got to take a ride. And
yeah.
They say that the grin, the RV grin, when you fly the airplane.
Wait, the RV really, what?
It's the RV grin.
Oh, grin.
It's the same way you get with your arm hanging out of the air coupe.
Okay. That's
you know that grin, that stupid
grin. That one. Right. Yeah. You get that as well. Why? You don't pop the top on that thing when you're flying.
No, it's a canopy. It slides across the top. You can't open it.
Right. But you just get it because you're flying faster and having fun and zipping around all over and doing all kinds of fun stuff in the sky.
Yeah. So I'm excited since I haven't flown in 6 months because of my, you know, ankle replacement. I've been ready to go. When I'm headed down to the Keys here in a few days, so I'll be gone for 2 weeks. But when I get back, and also I was talking to Dennis yesterday, I'm getting the prop balance. So since they took that little dig out of the prop, I get the prop balance, and so it'll be smoother running. So
he has to have a balanced prop for an unbalanced person, like me.
Exactly.
As a passenger. All right,
we're
coming up.
Kind of weigh out each other.
Yeah. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.